creaturecratic animal world of Oz. This animal world has WND and BMW and whatnot. The most lethal WMD is hypocrisy. They call it democracy. And now, democracy is realized as of the leeches, for the leeches, and by the leeches. Every 5 years, the bidder leeches are selected and nominated, and therefore authorized to go up to the smallest of all the leeches and ask for just one drop of blood. The party that thus raises the largest blood bank is allowed to suck blood for 5 years. They thus suck blood out of the smaller and the smallest leeches. The beauty of it is no one is seen doing so, but blood is pumped, then siphoned into hidden tanks many thousand miles away. From the leechland, emerging now as the fourth power, I pity Anna Hazare, and now also fear for him. The leeches are after his blood. Across the border, I fear for Ibrahim Khan. I pitied him when he took it upon himself to turn leeches into human beings by his inspiring campaign, Tehreek. I believe he has inspired many, but I fear when the time comes when they go to collect blood, they may not suck all of him. I have the same fear for Anna and his team, which now has the general but without arms. Have they turned into modern tragic heroes, whose tragic flow, according to Arthur Miller, is in fact their flawless, flawed strength of character? Arthur Miller says, in the modern tragic hero, the tragic flaw is his inherent unwillingness to remain passive to the challenge to his dignity. The passive majority is flawless because it doesn't retaliate but accepts the lot. But there are always a few who choose to act against the scheme of things to shake up and awaken the majority out from fear, insensitivity, and ignorance. Out of this total onslaught by the hero against the seemingly unchangeable environment is born terror and fear, classically associated with tragedy. Pardon me, my swim along the stream of consciousness put across here, out and loud, but perhaps unclear. But why has humanity, generally all over the globe, and particularly in the subcontinent, in this part of the world, come to such a pass? I think the short answer to this question is education has failed. And the long answer is education doesn't mean, shouldn't have meant, a degree minting machine a churning machine to get to the degree minting machine and push the button. Education should have aimed at turning boys and girls, men and women, in short, man, into human beings. Education is not just formal education in schools and colleges. Education, in fact, used to start in the mother's lap, where she would sow the seeds of all that we call religion and morality later. As we grew, a Maulvi Sahab, Arabic teacher, or a Panditji, Sanskrit teacher, used to come to discipline us in the language of the religion, Arabic or Sanskrit. That was not all. There was an undeclared proclamation, never inside home after school, and never outside home after the lights are on. This meant sports and games, clubs or akhadas, wrestling rings of dry mud. Where has that after school until dark slot gone? Playfields are, in fact, the training grounds for problem solving. Then pupils with the right aptitude would seek initiation, bait or diksha, into spiritual learning and training. Thus developed well-formed personalities of character in all the three dimensions, physical, mental, and spiritual. The world today critically lacks in spiritual wisdom. There are spiritually developed souls around, but there are no seekers. The pseudo-seekers go to modern godmen. They are aplenty, who in fact seek the seekers. The godmen thus solve their own mundane problems, and the seekers stand where they did. In the subcontinent, after independence, the two countries should have filed their differences for 2047, that is, for 100 years, and aimed at good education. They should have sent Macaulay packing as well, and should have embraced Gandhi's Naitali, new education, to produce human beings. Just think who took to teaching in 1948. Most of them whose choice of teaching was the last. Thus, all along, bad teachers have produced worse officers and perhaps the worst in other fields. The cycle of producing bad, then worse, and then the worst has gone many times over. The time now is completely out of joint, and everything is rotten here, there, and everywhere. Moral degradation leading to corruption has eaten deep into the vertebrae of the system. Be it the politician, the officer, the teacher, and the religious head, all of them are living in the name of high ideals, but in fact dying for silver, gold, and land. Hypocrisy had never been this stark naked. Activism, religious, moral, and political, starts in the mouth and stays there.